listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, live, live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life Program for Wednesday, December 4th. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, hello, Michael. I'm glad to be here. You know, as always, it's nearly the end of the year already.
I cannot believe it myself. I just can't. And as always, I'm glad to have you, and always glad to have our live listeners. We appreciate your contributions in the chat and everything you bring to the table. And, of course, we appreciate those that take the time to catch up with us in the archives. We do have some listeners around the world. We understand the time zones aren't always friendly, but we do appreciate you taking the time out of your week to catch up with us. And you are thought of and missed. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we're going to begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are: 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And finally, 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So tonight, excited to get into our topic. A couple of housekeeping things beforehand. We are very much excited to have Dr. Rick Dolezka joining us again, and we are planning on next week, not confirmed yet, but it's very, very likely, so I'm going to give you a 90% chance we're going to have Dr. Rick on with us next week. And Dr. Vicki, we were talking about a kind of year-end Yuletide solstice kind of discussion the week after.
Well, you know, as it goes, Christmas, the actual Christmas falls on a Wednesday. I celebrate Yuletide, which is going to be the Saturday before that. And the Wednesday before is December 18th. That'll be our, you know, final program of the year. And we're going to talk all Yuletide stuff and festive stuff and traditions. Mm-hmm. And, yep. You know, we like to do that every year. And, kind of get the feel of it and learning more about it, and especially when it comes to cultures, and you know, it's always a really good discussion. And then I think on we will come back, I think January 1st, mm-hmm. won't we, Michael?
Yeah.
And have a New Year's program, and I think we'll give Wendy and I a little break, and maybe the following week Wendy and I can do a
kind of 2024.
Recap of what Wendy has seen in patterns and all the cards we've selected over the year.
Now, Wendy hasn't agreed to this, and we haven't discussed it with her yet. But we're going to go ahead and we'll throw some money at her. We'll figure it out. We'll get her on. No worries on that.
Well, I know that Wendy has family throughout the holidays and all kinds of. Oh, she just said January 8th mm-hmm. is good for her,
so. And that is legally binding. So
there you go. You're committed now, Wendy. So we'll do a kind of an overview, and I promise I'll sit down. I have a whole year's worth of tarot, because I didn't get to it in the middle of the year. As you know, I was getting packing and downsizing and getting ready to move, and it was kind of chaotic for me at that time.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'll take a look back and see what kind of a recap I can come up with, and some of the tarot energies that we've selected over 2024.
And my favorite part for me personally, I will be there. I simply will exist during these. So easy stuff for me. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, but one thing we do try to do is apply critical thinking.
We do.
In all of our programs and everything we present, and the discussions we have with guests or between you and I and the people in the chat, Michael. And just that good segue into tonight's topic.
And I have to say, that is an excellent segue. It was very well done. I'm very impressed. Now, personally, I don't employ critical thinking. I'm not a fan of that. But, Dr. Vicky, I know you are, so take us away.
Come on, Michael. You're a pretty good critical thinker. So, exactly what is critical thinking? Well, it's kind of questioning, analyzing, interpreting. So if I go to Google and just kind of, what's the basic here?
Right.
It's an objective analysis, an evaluation of an issue in order to form a judgment. And that's from the Oxford Dictionary, by the way. But what does that mean?
Right.
What's an objective analysis? Because we know we're all subjective.
For a lot of things.
Well, yeah. I mean, and most of us, well, hopefully not all the time, but we are programmed and conditioned, and we, like, emotional thinkers a lot of time.
One thing I'll just throw in there, a lot of times when people talk about being programmed, right, we're programmed by society, we're programmed by family, we're programmed by religion, etc. I always want to emphasize that usually the person doing the most programming, doing the biggest share of that kind of programming of belief, is ourselves, because of the emotional benefits. And we're going to get into that more later when we talk about other concepts. But I think one of the core things about critical thinking, and Damien, thank you, you said critical thinking requires one to stand outside of an issue. I think it's understanding the difference between fact and opinion. Similar, but vastly different things. I mean, something can be verified, right? The sky is blue. The moon exists, which may or may not be controversial. I don't know. But, go ahead.
Sorry. Dr. Mike has said in the chat, critical thinking is an essential skill that allows individuals to process information, solve problems, and make informed decisions effectively. That articulates it quite well.
Very
but you talk about fact from opinion, Michael. I remember my late teacher back when I was like 20, 21. He said, there are very few facts in life. Everything is opinion. Even science is looking at something and having an opinion of it because it's skewed through the eyes of the viewer.
Absolutely.
But the only fact is, we wake up in the morning and the sun comes up.
Right.
kind of it.
I always want to, emphasize, science is a process. You have scientists that have their own bias, because all humans have bias. I have bias. You do. A lot of times we don't know what it is inherently, but it's built into our worldview, media, which can be, the news, but also, different societal things. Build on that. It is the narrative of our lives that kind of build up this worldview. A lot of that is based on belief. A lot of that is not fact. That is belief and opinion. But I think it is wise I want to talk about media literacy and understanding, when you're reading something, especially studies. Whenever you see studies in the news, it's almost always misrepresented, right? Because they want... The news has dual purpose. One, yes, it's supposed to inform and da-da-da-da. Two, it's entertainment. And it is much... When you have that incentive to entertain, you don't always look at the factual accuracy. So a lot of times the people doing the study will say, well, based on this, this, and this, it would lend one to think this. But, we don't want to say that's the absolute truth. A lot more research needs to be done. We'll cut to the news saying, trans fats are going to kill you, or, seed oils are horrible for you, et cetera, right? But again, that's not at all what they're saying. Media literacy, understanding fact from opinion, understanding, you know, how these things are built, imperative for the modern world. We have all kinds of information coming at us. It's like information coming out of a fire hose. We're getting, you know, so much.
Something I read recently, and this is a good one, flushable wipes. And I've never flushed a wipe in my life, trust me. But I always wondered about that. How are these wipes flushable? Well, there's a big, you know, big blurbs now, educational stuff that's right. saying, don't flush those things because there's no law, certainly in Canada, that governs what is a flushable wipe, because they don't mm-hmm. have any, you know what I'm saying, legislation to cover that. So they just go ahead and advertise flushable wipes when there's no such thing.
Even on, I mean, and I know, that comes to a lot of things. I think bottled water is another one of those, but, you know, they.
I know.
If you have city sewer, don't be too worried. But if you have a septic tank, my God, do not flush those things. And what podcasts or broadcasts on the internet are tackling these substantive issues like flushable wipes? We are. That's who.
I know. I'm just saying, there's, like, I guess part of critical thinking is what comes next, what comes as a result of that, and that's cause and effect, action, mm-hmm. reaction. That's a part of critical thinking.
Absolutely.
But I think what we're really talking about here is what Dr. Kelly, you know, so aptly points out in the course material is cognitive dissonance, you know, when it's denial for secondary gain. So if mm-hmm. we've been conditioned a certain way or we're benefiting in some way, whether that's emotional, physical, financial, mm-hmm. we will reject other ideas because it doesn't fit into our narrative.
Especially if there's financial incentive or societal mm-hmm. incentive. If your family and friends, you know, if the respect and acceptance of your family and friends is dependent on you thinking a thing, you're very likely going to, or at least you're going to be pressured that way, especially when it comes to money as well. If your livelihood depends on you thinking a certain thing to be true, you very likely are. And again, you know, I get it. Society does put a lot of stuff on us, but I don't think the individual should be let off the hook because we program ourselves first and foremost. You know, it is us that really is the forefront of these decisions. So, it is, I think that we have a community of the curious. We have open-minded people that are yep. probably more likely than the average mean to question things. I think that's a wonderful thing. But,
well, Kevin is asking, can critical thinking coexist with metaphysics, which is exactly
yeah.
what you're kind of mentioning. Just because we entertain ideas doesn't necessarily mean we stop there believing just that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, think about how many topics.
Curiosity continues.
Oh, absolutely. Think about how many topics we've covered. Now, do I believe all of them? No. Do I believe, I couldn't even put a number on them. But I will tell you that I am aware that every individual has bias. Because of that, I'm afraid of being wrong, and I'm afraid of believing something just for the sake of believing it, like I did as a boy with, you know, Christianity and Jehovah's Witnesses. It's come to the point where if I want something to be true, I'm actually less likely to tell myself that it is. You know, for example, I want alien contact to be true. I have that desire. Because of that, I feel like I'm pushing myself extra hard to be skeptical. You know, I think there's a lot of compelling evidence, but I will not say that I believe that we have had alien contact, you know, as a belief, I know this to be true even though I don't have direct evidence, right? Because I want it to be true, and I fear that bias is influencing me. So there's a lot of things like that.
It's important that we're aware of our language, and I've attempted to do that, you know, most of my life as a mm-hmm. reader, especially. And I believe that this week, but you could talk to me next week and I might have something different to say.
Right.
Because I'm building. I don't know. And I have to be really honest with myself and say, I have to be willing to be wrong. And I'm okay with being wrong. And a lot of people are not okay with being wrong.
You know,
when I was a young girl, I didn't like being wrong. Mm. I wanted to be right about everything. Dr. Mike says, I thought I was wrong, but I was mistaken. I love that line. But I think even when it comes to, You know, whether it's the New Age movement back in the 70s and you're buying into stuff, or, you know, all the channelers and all the things, and you really want to engage with that and believe it all. And then you start really thinking about it. Well, wait a minute. If this is that, then that has to be this. And some things aren't making sense. And I'll tell you what, the biggest thing that twigged on to me back in my mid-late 20s and early 30s is, if it's a universal law in the law of attraction, think it and therefore it is, then why isn't that happening in Africa or the Middle East or war-torn countries? And I said, well, that's a Western cell.
Well, it's the fact that in this moment in time space, we in the West have the resources that the Global South really doesn't. It's a matter of mathematics. You know, Donna put in, I think it was Donna, a great line that truth is perception. There is no absolute except math. Reminds me of a famous saying, you know, there are the laws of physics. Everything else is a matter of opinion and debatable. Even then, you know, what is dark matter? So there's a lot to be discovered when it comes to the laws of physics. But that is an inherent truth, right? There is a lot that is up for debate and is based on perspective. And we can all look at the same facts but draw different conclusions. Life is a vast thing. There's a lot of complexity to it.
Sure. And like you say, we can all look at the same, like it's all, you know, 4, 5, 7 kids raised the same parents, and they all see and remember their childhood different. You know, same parents, same household, same food, you know. But it's our interactions with each other, and things are always going to differ.
Right.
But, you know, when we get into then, how do we, what tools could be in our box to start disseminating some of this? Well, again, I'm going to refer back to Dr. Kelly's material. And it's critical thinking, but inductive reasoning and deductive reasoning. And so, and this is something that was really important to me many years ago, that, you know, if this is that, then that must also be this. So if inductive reasoning is a mental process that involves using specific observation to draw a conclusion. So it's kind of being very pragmatic about something. You see all these little parts, and then you start to build a big picture.
Right.
Whereas deductive reasoning is the reverse. You get a big picture, and then you're looking at all the parts to see how that plays to be true. So it's kind of like taking, you know, the law of attraction, which it is real, by the way. I totally believe in it. Don't get me wrong. But why doesn't it work for some people? You know, how come it doesn't work with the lotto? You know, and there's so many layers to our subconscious, unconscious, superconscious.
Well,
that's part of deductive reasoning, where you kind of go backward and say, oh, there's all these other factors.
Yes.
You know, all these other points in the circle that, you know, you got to cover that ground too. So I know it sounds like a lot of work to be thinking about things, and it is. I remember someone once said to me, you make me work too hard thinking. And I said, well, I don't know why I have to be the one to do the thinking for both of us.
That's not a curious individual.
No, it's say what you mean and mean what you say, or take a minute to explain, because I'm going to paraphrase back to what I'm hearing and understanding, and I'm happy to be wrong, to have a conversation. But everybody is responsible then, you know, for how we communicate with each other, just as, which requires, again, a deductive process. I have to think first. And it becomes more natural after a while. You know, once you kind of train yourself in using some tools in your toolbox to how to look at things and to be objective, and I think as Dr. Mike has, you know, said in the chat, or someone, forgive me if I'm wrong here, but it's being able to, you know, be as objective as possible. and I think somebody else said, but it's the minute it becomes emotion, you got to take the emotions out of it.
Absolutely.
Which is really tough to do.
It is.
Because we're talking here about everything is so subjective, our conditioning, our environment, our people, you know, our community, our culture, and social media, and what do you believe?
Mm-hmm.
And well, I can generally look at stuff now and say, not so sure, next.
Very true. And what belief system is the most entertaining? There are too many things that you want to believe it because it's fun. It's entertaining. It grabs you. It's fun. It makes life, you know, that much more magical and things. But does it make it true? You know, maybe. Absolutely maybe. But again, we have to be able to say, you know, I think this might be true because of this, this, and this, but I don't know. You know, we don't know a lot. I think we don't know the vast majority of things, and that's got to be okay.
Yeah, it's got to be okay. Dr. Mike has said, by fostering the ability to think critically, we equip ourselves to make better decisions, contribute meaningful to society, and adapt to challenges with confidence and resilience. Whew, kudos to that. Thanks for that, Dr. Mike. You know, wiser words were never spoken. And this, we could take this into our relationships, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we want to believe people, and it's so hard. For a long time, I wanted to believe that everybody wants to be a better human being.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. Everybody wants to grow. No, not true. And I want to believe that what somebody says is, you know, going to show up in their action.
Right.
Not true. You know, and so how then do I become self-responsible? If I'm being emotional and I'm feeling emotional, the wisest thing I can do for myself and others to say, you got to give me 5. Or today is not a good day for me to have this discussion. Please don't take that to heart. It's not to do with you. This is how I process, because nothing good will come of this conversation.
Mm-hmm. It's an important thing to be aware of.
And the same thing, if somebody presents a new idea, you say, I'll take that under consideration. I hadn't thought of it that way before. And we all need that extra time, but we want to be reactive. We want to be on our game. We want to be quick. We want to be smart. We want to be, you know, on top. We want to win.
Not just that. We want to be observed by others as being smart. We want to be observed by others as being at the top of our game. You know,
and we want to feel special.
Yeah, absolutely. Human beings are social animals. Again, when you have a society, when the acceptance and approval of your friends, family, and society depend on a thing, you are more likely to believe that thing. Doesn't mean you will, but it means you're more likely to on the broad mean. But, you know, again, there's so much that comes into this, and I think, you know, when reading something, it is, again, important. We have so much being thrown at us. I keep coming back to this. You know, we live in essentially just a avalanche of what amounts to propaganda coming from all sources, you know, from everybody with an agenda. And there are so many agendas that I think we need to, first off, I think the key thing, just because somebody says it does not make it true.
That's right.
Look at the underlying facts. Why are they saying this? And again, a lot of times you can look at a news article, they are jumping to a conclusion, but what is the fact? What are they actually reporting? On top of that is opinion, right? And sometimes it can be very good. It can be very compelling. It may be, you know, the rather subjective reality, right? But just because somebody says something doesn't make it true. Just because something is trendy doesn't make it true. You know? So I think that, there's just a lot going on in reality, and it is a lot to handle, and it is easy and comfy to settle into a specific groove. But it doesn't mean it's always the best.
So just to let everybody know, sometimes there's a delay in the chat, and I know there's a delay, second.
Yeah, we always talk about it. It takes about 10 to 15 seconds for people to hear what we're saying.
So Damien has said, I'm not sure I agree with that, but I'm glad you said it. And I don't know if he's referring to something you said or I said. And perhaps, Damien, you want to explain that? Or
well, everybody agrees with me, so I'm assuming it had to be something you said.
It must have been me. And, I think the whole point of this conversation to remind ourselves that, you know, the last couple of weeks we've had Dr. Rick on, and we've had, hopefully in the new year, Dr. Mike will come back on and join us in a program also. We present a lot of maybe so-called out there discussions, but we are very much of the critical thinking mind. Now, unless we've had a lot of experience with something, and again, you know, that inductive reasoning, I've had experience with hundreds of people, thousands of people over 50 years, I think I can say my, you know, my overview is somewhat this way, yeah. You know. And but again, that may not be somebody else's experience, and we got to be respectful of that. And that's what we try to do.
To a degree.
You know.
I refuse to respect flat earth theory. I will not do it. I mean, there's a line. But I digress.
Michael, some things are just dumb. It's not a matter of agreeing or disagreeing. I think some folks like to be radical for the attention.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's absolutely not even a way out there sci-fi movie can make a flat earth.
I
mean, it's just not.
Well, unless, you know, just to do a little side adventure. I never understood, why does somebody want to think the Earth is flat? What is in it for them? What is the benefit? Until it clicked. Somebody once described it. They're lying. You know, this is their quote. This is not me. I do not believe this. Their quote is, quote, they are lying to you. They want you to believe the universe is vast. They want you to think that you are small. They don't want you to believe in God and the Bible, where it, you know, all this science stuff, they're just lying to you. It's part of Satan's lie. And it, end quote. They are afraid of feeling small. They want to be the center of the universe again. They want to think that God created this plate of existence upon which everything is based. And I don't buy it.
Well, you know, this is part of the human condition. There's always going to be those who like to grandstand, poke, prod,
it's their identity.
Dissension. Sure.
It's been my identity in times of my life. I mean, there are
people. Sorry?
There have been times in my life where I define myself by being in opposition to a lot of people around me. Of course, I changed, I grew, and things changed. But, you know, when I was a teenager, that was a big thing. Of course, it was easy to be a contrarian in the 2000s, but I digress.
I think, too, when you're young, you're trying to poke holes in reality, like what's real.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to find out what's real for yourself. So if you're a little controversial at that point, it's a totally understandable process. But come on, you get to a certain point where you're forming, you know, reasonable opinions
right.
for yourself, and you have a reasonable sense of identity. And I'm the first one to say, this is what I believe today.
Right.
Based on my experiences and what I feel, but I could be totally up to lunch.
Oh, exactly. And that is a key thing of a reasonable mind, being able to accept that you could be wrong. By the way, I want to touch on this before we get too much further. Damien had put in that he was referring to, he thinks that people do want to grow. He thinks that growth is being part of human. I think that is largely true as an average, but I think if somebody gets to a position where growth means they lose their status in their resources and their control, really influence, I don't think they're going to have an incentive to grow. I think that we are all human animals. I think there's both logic, but there's also very much emotional intelligence, and we have to understand we're not just logical beings. We're not a bunch of Vulcans running around. We are animals, and we have to accept that reality.
I think what you just said something there, Michael, is really important.
That can't be true.
Unless you're, you know, up against losing something, you're not willing to change. And, and by the way, there is a fellow, it's on Facebook and YouTube, Mental Healness. And this guy is a, you know, clinically diagnosed narcissist who is working on himself and helping others to identify narcissism. And he's extraordinary. He gives all kinds of examples and talks to people. Anyway, you would really benefit from it. But he's one of the rare people who's come out to talk about a very difficult subject. And, oh, there's a famous comedian actor right now who, and talk show host, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he has just come out and again said, you know what, I'm a narcissist. I have all the characteristics and I'm working on myself. So yes, in a way, everyone has that potential, but you have to be facing with something that you lose, whether you're an alcoholic, a drug addict, you know, what is going to prompt you to change? And I can't remember his name, but the mental illness, his wife outright called him a narcissist one day, and it hit him like a ton of bricks that he was going to lose his wife and family.
Yeah.
And he went, ooh.
I was going to jokingly say Conan O'Brien, but I don't think that ever came close.
So if we're going to lose something really important to us, then we are, as you've said, Michael, willing to make at least some step. And we can't judge the progress of evolution. Everybody will process in their own way and their own time, you know, as they're able. And if somebody makes what we think is a small step, it's a step.
Absolutely. Yeah, very much.
And I'm glad about that step.
Absolutely. You know, it's often said, you know, don't judge somebody unless you walk a mile in their shoes. We don't understand what somebody else is going through because we've had our path. We've had our journey. We have things that are challenging for us, things that are easy for us. That dynamic is going to be different for everybody. But
we can share some tools about critical thinking.
Absolutely. You know, a couple great comments. You know, well, the one I'm not going to scroll too much, but one, Dr. Mike has a couple. Does that mean that anything on the internet is not necessarily true? Well, dogs are the superior species on Earth. I think that's always going to be true. The internet has shown us that. But he's also said... as I've said before, this is Dr. Mike, as I've said before, all those people in the world who think they are perfect only piss off those of us who are. Nice joke. You know, when I was a teen and very, very arrogant, even more arrogant than I am now, I had this thing where I would, you know, get into these debates with my father and I'd quip as a joke, you know, half joke. You know, I'm never wrong. I'm just less right. It's always been a fun one, but... I also half think that I'm a narcissist. I'm just trying to keep everybody from figuring it out, but we'll find out.
But. Yeah, you're not a narcissist, Michael. Trust me, I've been married to them. I know. Trust me. You know, we're going to take a few cards tonight, the Inner Oracle Self-Discovery cards and a backup tarot, and see what we come up with for a few names, at least for the amount of time we have left. I've enjoyed this discussion. It's a great reminder. And even though we talk about some things like this before, there's always a new angle, a new word, or a new phrase, or a new something. If that twigs for you or helps you out in some way, because I know we have new people joining our group now and new people listening in the archives, and our community is growing, and we're really grateful for that. So.
Absolutely. You know, we're all trying to figure it out together. You know, there are some principles that we believe in, right? Like the 9 principles of belief. There's a lot of things that we think are just, you know, really important. But again, these are largely principles. These are not, you know, rules per se, right? There is a methodology. Like science is not a body of work. Science is the process of, is, you know, a process of discovery. So it is, devil's in the details, but it is that time of the evening, so, you know, I think we got some names popping up, and we're going to pull some cards.
All right, so we have Jeff first. Hi, Jeff.
All right, Jeff. So I'm pulling from the Inner Oracle deck here, and I get to read out of a nice guidebook for you, Jeff. I have number 14, Energy Shift and New Chapter. Energy shifts are a natural result from increased awareness, knowledge, and new attitudes that naturally open new chapters in one's life. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision during this time of shifting energy. Reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction, out with the old and in with the new.
Well, what I have here, I am trying to keep up with the chat here a little bit too, but... What I have for you here, I pulled the Queen of Swords, Queen of Spades. So I'm going to go with your new wife in this case and say that there's some new energy happening for her, take charge kind of energy, and that actually inspires you as well. So I think take heed of the energy around you. It's another chapter opening up, Jeff. So, it's, and again, that feminine, assertive kind of go-get-em energy, and enjoy it. That's what I want to say. Because it's not a negative. It's actually a real positive. So, as I see it.
All right. We have Damien next. Damien, for you, I have number 28, do no harm, do right. Do no harm, do right is the most powerful principle to live by. Doing no harm includes words and actions to the self and others. Doing right means to also take a positive action where there is a need, without infringing on the free will or rights of others. Always strive for the highest good of all concerned, including yourself. Do no harm and do right establishes the foundation for all other principles. Good card.
It is a good card. I'm kind of baffled here for a minute because with the Eight of Cups, the Eight of Hearts, think of the visual of a guy, you know, kind of walking in the dark. You only got the moon to guide you. It's like unsure. You have to use your radar and your intuition. And sometimes that can be really frustrating, I think. It is for me. Like, I have no idea where I am today, Michael. I think it's a reminder to be patient with yourself that sometimes there's just this flow of life and you have to use your radar and know that life is full. Everything is okay. It may seem inactive, but, you know, monitor the any kind of anxiety or frustration with that. It's a kind of a chill out thing. Mm. So in other words, the do no harm part would be also do no harm to yourself by causing anxiety.
Yeah, I know that one. Mm-hmm. All right.
We have Kevin next.
Kevin, this is going to determine your next season. So, all right, I have for you number 34, take and release ownership. By the way, I should equip on something you put in chat. So take and release ownership. Ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what is earned. Further, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only what is yours and releasing the rest.
I got the Nine of Diamonds in support of that, Nine of Pentacles, which is more about the home, order. It's basically, it symbolizes a contentment. And so that take and release ownership is what is yours to do, what is not yours to do, what's the timing of it. And it's some things are out of your hands, and yet some things are in your hands. And I don't know, I'm kind of feeling here like there might be some things you want to do in and around the home. Now, maybe that's fixing a few things or cleaning up or, you know, I looked at my place today and said, oh, I need to vacuum. Well, I'm like 3 days overdue, right? So it's just sometimes we have to take ownership of that. Like what happened? I got distracted or I got, you know, something else. And so get down to business.
So. You know, at one point I looked around my house and I thought, you know, I really ought to vacuum, but that was sometime in 2023, and I got over it, so, you know.
We have Stephen next.
All right, Stephen, glad to have you. I have a rare sequential card, although it's been popping up. Although these cards haven't been sequential since 2015, so they've been shuffled a lot. Number 35, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It's an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are of divine energy.
Good one. I got the King of Diamonds, and I think, Stephen, this is referring more to your calling, your... your work, your maybe it's destiny in some way. I'm struggling with the word, but when you're looking at how do you contribute to the world, what is my purpose? It's kind of like, what is it that you like to do, and how do you want to contribute? And we don't have to make it huge and become famous. Sometimes it's even in the small things, but in this case, it's that with good conscience, what is your calling? And I think you might be expanding on some of that somehow. And but there is some financial benefit here. So I'd say follow your heart, Stephen. We're going to take a minute here because, you know, with Kevin's, Damien's, it was do no harm, do right, and we're, you know, talking about the Eight of Hearts. He's mentioned in there he's had to make some decisions that he believes will do harm to someone else, but to the benefit of the business. And it hurts him to do that, and he's becoming more sensitive to that, but he still has no choice to make those decisions. So when I said, you know, also don't hurt yourself, if you feel like it's hurting the business, it's hurting you. And you know that it's going to affect someone else, but if somebody is not a good fit, then you have to look at the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sometimes there's no easy decision. It's always tough. And, you know, Wendy's saying she understands. You said in the chat, you know, it's a tough position. But it's not – the intent is not to harm.
Right.
The intent is to – expand and grow and not harm the business, not harm the self.
Well, and remember all the things that depend on that business. The people's paychecks, the livelihoods, yours, oh, yeah, including others. It is a complicated thing.
It is so. We have Donna next, Michael.
Donna, I have for you a fun one. Wild card number 9, blank.
Ooh.
Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers you seek. This card is what you want it to be. It's what you need it to be. It's all that you desire it to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices, in the loudest of ways, often overlooked. The universe is always on your side, though. Dig deep, for your answers lay within.
Donna, I'm a little perplexed. So I pulled the King of Spades, King of Swords. And I'm saying to myself, well, what is that about? And so I pulled another one, and it's the Jack of Cups, so the Jack of Hearts. So I'm feeling like the blank card is something to do with relationships, how you feel about relationships, past relationships, the dark side of relationships, and then the brighter side of relationships. And you might be sorting something out, but you're creating a new reality for yourself because the blank card is whatever you want it to be. And I think what I'm inclined to want to say to you is don't worry about what you think others might think of it, that there's no judgment. So whatever you decide and whatever you're working through, you do what you feel is best for you. I sure hope that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going out on a limb with that one, too.
You have a knack. You have a knack.
Yes, I do. Danelle, nice to see you back, Danelle.
All right, Danelle, I have for you number 33, preference over principle. Ooh. A mark of knowledge and wisdom is knowing when and how to offer an opinion or voice a complaint. If it is a matter of preference, yield. If it's a matter of principle, policy, or law, stand firm. It's important to know when and where to pick your battles. Be selective regarding the areas in which you invest your energy.
Wow, and I pull out the Queen of Clubs. You know, the Queen of Clubs or the Queen of Wands, she's the matriarch. She's the overseer. She's the mother. She's trying to look at long term. She's, you know, doing her best to see what, you know, the benefits of things here. But what preference and principle, which is one of my favorite symbolisms on in, you know, the inner oracle cards, is you may have a preference, but what's the principle? You know, the principle being, and then your preference or opinion being something else. And we have to remember that we all live in the free will zone of the universe. So as the overseer, as the matriarch, having that insight and wisdom enough to allow others to be who they are, even if we don't like it very much.
Yeah. About it.
You know, I can have a lot of opinions about my kids and what they're doing, but like they all have good lives, trust me. It's none of my business. They're all adults. And,
well, that's, you know, the thing, right? They've become adults. They have the right to make decisions. You know, I keep coming back to this point. Freedom means having the freedom to make the wrong choice, too. And of course, that's a subjective
thing.
Ooh, it's
so light, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How many times did I zig when I should have zagged, or zagged when I should have zigged? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I look back and I say, oh, you were just stupid. And I make peace with just being stupid, Michael. I do. Because any analysis is just more rhetoric and propaganda in my head, and it means nothing.
I know.
And so I just say, well, that was a stupid thing.
I've been there.
So,
all right.
We have newcomers Rihanna and Shay up next. So let's go for Rihanna first.
I know I've seen Rihanna first. I don't know if I've seen Shay here before, but getting attacked by a bear dog here. All right, Rihanna, for you, I have number 24, truth. There are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or a life situation. Yet, the only truths kept secret are those we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead. This card may indicate that there is truth in something or in a direction. All right. And while I was reading that card, my foster dog Bear tried to crawl into my lap. He's only about 60, 70 pounds. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but you know, take that
as
you will.
I had a visual. I knew something was up with the critters. Either a cat jumped on your head or one of the dogs was biting your leg.
He's trying to lick my face.
Oh, God. So with truth, Rihanna, I pulled the page of wands. So it's a page of clubs. The pages are communicators. So, kind of in keeping with our entire discussion this evening about what is the truth. It might be your truth versus somebody else's truth, but don't buy into somebody else's truth. But how do you then retain your own truth? So, that's what I mean by this is a communication card. Communication symbolism about truth. And we can all better get along when we say, well, that's right for you, that's not right for me, and be okay with that. Now, unless it's breaking a principle, you know, I mean, we have to look at life in ways of what matters and what doesn't matter. Like, I don't care how people put the toilet paper on. I really don't. Whatever knocks you out. You know, right. I don't care how you put the dishes away. You know, I'll find it eventually. Really? Or, you know, because it's small stuff. You know, it's really small stuff in the big scheme of things. So when we can weed out the preferences and look at ourselves a little better, it's how do we communicate that to say, I really do appreciate all the plates with the plates. And if somebody's leaving them in the dishwasher, okay, maybe they're good at cooking. You know, we trade things off. And I know that may sound very mundane and kind of fundamental, but that's where we get hung up in life is the small stuff. So that's kind of where I'm going with this, Rihanna. Don't sweat the small stuff. Just live in your truth and be okay with that. And, you know, let others live in their own.
Absolutely. Although I will say it is the official, you know, stance of this organization that overhand toilet paper is the only proper way to put toilet paper on.
Unless you have a cat.
No, my kittens, cat was still getting underhand, I'm pretty sure.
If you have kittens, it can't go over. It's got to be under, because at least if they're, you know, got their nails up in that, at least it's not going to be all over the bathroom. That's all I say.
True enough. Oh, we'll split the difference. Just close the door, but keep it overhand so that you can
just
get into it.
Just go with me.
That's
on
all
that,
I'm saying.
Kidding,
of course.
Shay is next.
Shay, for you, I have number 15, belief system and knowledge base. We each operate life from an existing belief system, and sometimes the solution or direction lies outside of our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting that belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within. Good one.
Well, another perplexing moment, Shay, where I had to draw two cards. I got the Nine of Spades. So that Nine of Swords, it's generally about disappointment. Disappointment, grief. Now, grief doesn't have to be from somebody having been deceased. It could be the ending of something, or, grief is, it's not the way I thought it was, and you're grieving the way it was. And I thought, well, what's that about? So then I pull the Queen of Hearts, and that's where it's you might be overhauling your belief system. And we can all empathize with that. A belief system in someone, something, your world, your family, your job. You know, I thought it was one way. It's another way, or it's proving, but what do I still believe in? So you're doing a bit of an overhaul here. And what I want to say is stay true to your heart. And what you know. It's very easy to get tied up in the dark side of life and fall prey to that. Oh, it's so easy. But people who are doing freakouts in the checkout aisle, just stand back, push the pause button, and say, okay.
So you saw me at the grocery store then?
Yes, I saw you having a temper tantrum, Michael.
Oh, geez.
All right, we have Wendy, our card keeper, next.
And I think she's our last card of the evening. But Wendy, so happy to have you with us. I know we weren't able to see you the last couple of weeks, but you were missed. And tonight, you get number 44, Attitude Over Disposition. I feel like this is one we pulled before. You'll have to let us know. But this, here we go. Enthusiasm or an agreeable disposition, along with good manners, assures individual happiness that inevitably influences others. Drawing this card may indicate a time to review a change in attitude regarding someone or something in your life. This can be positive or negative. Be proactive and ask yourself, how hard can it be? A can-do attitude makes it happen. Good one.
Oh, I think you might have recently or are going through a challenge where your attitude determines the outcome. So that Five of Spades, the Five of Swords, is kind of like the satisfaction after, you know, a little dissension or challenge. But the attitude disposition is you might be putting out a couple of fires. And I don't mean that literally. I mean that in a way that I had to cough, Michael. Sorry.
That's not allowed.
Well, I know. I have a mute button.
Don't worry. I'm going to send you a foster dog. That'll take care of your cough lickety-split.
That's funny. So it's just you're able to handle it, Wendy. So, you know, a little frustration, a little challenge here, not getting into the conversation in the way they want to, something like that. So, but you got this. You're an adult. Sorry.
Now, somebody around here has to be.
Yeah. Like, gee. So I think that's it, Michael.
I think it is.
You know, an hour goes by so fast.
Yeah, it does. Although we usually do 45 minutes, 45, 50 minutes, and then we call it a night. But, hey, every now and again the spirit takes us and we keep going. But it has been a good discussion, I think, a very important one, too. Also, we have, I got an email back from Dr. Rick during the broadcast. We are confirmed. We'll be having him again next week. We're going to be talking about, you know, what is the greater threat, artificial intelligence or possibly intelligent extraterrestrials? That's going to be a fun discussion.
That's going to be an awesome discussion.
It will be. So,
you know, and for those of you who have missed it or haven't, you know, heard us in the past or been here, Dr. Rick has an arm's length of a credentials, 50 years worth of having been around high securities, government officials, all kinds of folks to know exactly what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting.
Absolutely. So,
Wendy said she didn't sign up to be an adult.
What's that?
Wendy said she didn't sign up to be an adult. I saw a little video of you know, one of those reel-to-reels of a little girl crying in the backseat of the car, and mom asked her, what's the matter? She goes, I don't want to be an adult. I thought, that was cute.
You know, speaking along that line, there was a reel going around Instagram or Facebook that it was somebody saying, you know, Mom, I need you to come pick me up. I can't stand it here, and these kids are driving me insane. And then the mom says, those are your children, that's your home, and that's your husband. You have to stay there.
I had a foster son, I guess I still do. What am I talking about? But it was back in the mid-90s, and he and his wife had a spat, and he called me up and said, can I come stay with you? I said, no. He said, yeah, well, you know, I just need a break. I said, and where does she go? You know, she's home with the kids. Why do you get to be special? Stay home, you know, hash it out. Sleep on the couch if you must, you know. Yeah. And he wasn't very happy with me. I said, oh, come on, grow up. Well, you can't just run away when you have problems.
That's not true. I've been able to do it every time. No, I'm kidding. But, and that's just, you know, hey, listen, we all need a break from time to time. But if it's one of those situations, you can't run from it. You got to deal with it, or else you're kicking the can down the road. Either deal with it now or suffer longer and deal with it later. But you're still going to deal with it.
So, you know, I've enjoyed tonight. My final words are, don't let them push you around out there, you guys. It's that time of year. People aren't driving well. Oh, if the weather is crazy in some areas, especially, you know, the northeast U.S. and down east and up north of here in northern Canada and across the prairies, lots of snow. And then still have heat waves in some areas and rain and flooding. It's kind of crazy. So it frustrates people. It makes people kind of nervous, and, you know, with some anxiety. And I think the biggest thing I notice with people is they tune out. But guess what, Michael? I'm kind of guilty too, you know. I go into the store and I say, you know, I'm looking for blah, blah, blah. She goes, oh, it's right here. I said, oh, you mean right in front of my face? It happened like 3 times last week. You know, what's up with that?
So, I don't know, right?
But I own it. I look at them and I say, oh, what's in front of my face? Sorry about that.
Yeah, we all have those times. But, you know, I'm going to say, you know, you like to close on, don't let them push you around. I'm saying cut some people some slack. You know, we don't know exactly what everybody else is going through. You know, try to be understanding. Cut each other some slack. We're all in this together, even though we don't always agree, especially right now, you know, in this society. But cut each other some slack. We're all trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And just keep pushing forward. You know, we're going to get there. But
we will.
Well, with that, I will wish everybody a good evening. We're going to have Dr. Rick Telesca with us next week. And until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.